Joy Tactics.
Yes.
Do you still hear that?
In the
echo?
Jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. Ladies
Sarah
and gentlemen,
Sherman.
We have Eric Ray. Oh, yeah, Sarah Sherman.
I was going to tell you guys, you had no idea what was going on with my headphones. That was insane.
Well, yeah, you went through a psychedelic experience. Sarah, I have to say, I think you've ascended to a level of celebrity where you're one slightly larger inconvenience away from killing taking someone out with your rage. And I think you need to do like an adult wilderness retreat.
Do you think that my outburst of anger was unbecoming?
I think you need to go to fucking Tibet. You need to go to Tibet.
Silent meditation retreat.
To go on a silent but deadly meditation retreat.
Sarah pitched that yesterday.
Come on.
I want to fist bump that one. Can you fist bump
me
through the camera?
What's it going to take to let me do a celebrity kind of pitch shot at SNL at the round table?
A celebrity
one-on-one
shot?
With Lauren, everyone else out of the room. A very serious one-on-one pitch.
One-on-one.
You would have
2 hours.
Literally do like a terrorist attack on 30 Rock. You would have to do the astronaut lady who put on the diaper and drive across the country fully armed.
I don't mind it.
They got crazy. I know firsthand that NBC has crazy security, considering they've now been mobilized to protect me from a guy who's been sending manifestos to 30 Rock on my
head. I know.
What you don't realize, though, Sarah, is it's not going to be too difficult for me to get in the building.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
my God.
We're all in danger. It's not going to be too difficult, so I'll have an easy in.
Eric just flashed a police ID for anyone just listening.
I feel like you guys are looking at me different after you witnessed my outburst of rage while I couldn't get my headphones to work.
It's
you
going to take a while for us to adjust.
Do an impression of what I was doing.
What the fuck? No. You were chill. I was just being... I was just calling you out.
What fucking happened, by the way? You don't even believe me.
Yeah.
So I put the headphones on to get into the Zoom. Then someone started calling me. So it went. The ringing was in my headphones when you guys were talking. And then someone was FaceTiming me on top of that. And that was an additional different ringtone that was happening in harmony with the other ring.
Sarah, when an ambulance goes by, do you put both your hands over your ears and close your eyes?
No, dude. Dude, it's New York City. I bask in the sights and sounds of fucking New York City. I'm
of course. What are you? What is that? A Celsius?
Once upon a coconut.
It's a jungle fruit.
Sarah, have you ever been to the jungle? People really want to know.
Absolutely not. I slept outside one time in a tent and it wasn't a parking lot and I was upset for a really long time about it.
What product were you in line for?
Yeah.
No,
the Nintendo Switch 2.
No, I was performing at a music festival in Louisville, Kentucky in the middle of the day and I was using PowerPoint on a projector. But the sun was out, so you couldn't see any of my projections. And then someone told me that it looked like, by the way that the sun was shining on the projector, that I was doing blackface in one of my videos.
Oh my God. And how did you apologize?
I wasn't.
How did you apologize for this?
I said, I wasn't. My body was painted a light shade of purple that has been misinterpreted.
Man. Right.
Was this pre 2020 or post?
I'm going to say this is 2016, 2017.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So I was 15.
So you're still
years
learning.
Old and growing every day.
Wow. So what's today? The jungle? We're covering the jungle and all of its mysteries?
Yeah, then we have Sarah too.
And Sarah Sherman.
HBO I'm special. Like, should we say that off the bat?
Well,
everybody
I was gonna save
log
it.
On to HBO. Well, you want to do it right away because that's, you know, before they
That's right.
Well, nobody's ever clicked off of a video based on our analytics.
not one single person.
It could be fun to just say there's an HBO special out right now. Sarah Squirm.
It's bussin'. It's bussin'.
And it's live, by the way, starring. In the flesh. It's starring on Mr. Jack Bensinger.
Right. Well, starring right. Sarah Sherman. I hate to say it.
Executive producer. We really
It'd be odd
you hate
if I
to
did
say
the whole special.
You can but, do it.
What can I do?
You can do it. You
the whole
can.
Special? Word I literally word. Could. Shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck you. I was just in the back blowing my back out diarrhea style.
You should do a cover. Like kind of like a part. Is there going to be a DVD at some point? I feel like that could be a fun little extra. Is that
Wait,
Jack performs it at an open mic or something?
Remember when you did that at our house in Chicago right before we moved to New York? You did the you had the air that headphones in and you're doing the Dave Chappelle stand up word for word.
Yes, I do remember this. That was a bit I did two times, and each time I was like, this is the worst feeling I've ever had on stage. I was listening.
Oh, wait.
Well, I would ask what's your favorite comedian, and then I'd go on Spotify with headphones in my ear and I would start doing their jokes as I heard them.
So did you do a Bo Burnham too?
I did Dan Cook.
Wow.
But wow.
But the applause breaks were so long that it made for a pretty awkward experience in person there.
Now, Jack, why couldn't Makes you sense. Have just memorized it word for word?
Right.
Because I am a multimedia digital artist.
Right.
You That's
right,
the first
you
thing
right.
you know about me.
You're right.
Well, Sarah, how'd you get your start?
I actually have a traditional question, interview question for Sarah.
No, thanks, Nate. I knew Just Nate was going to be the only person taking everything seriously around here today.
We're playing with you. That means we like you.
Guy stuff.
So, Sarah Sherman.
Squirm,
you have a pretty.
Good to see ya.
Sarah, you have a pretty. Specific it's no surprise to anybody that you have an amazing aesthetic. Okay,
go off, queen.
And that aesthetic is, I would say, composed of a variety of symbols, right?
Uh-huh. Whoa.
You have an eyeball, you have some guts, and I'm
Keep
thinking
going.
Have
Keep
you
going.
Added you have a like a star, you have
Thank
what
you.
Else?
No, yeah, Nate, by the way, in all serious, thank you for noticing that. The star is huge.
I know.
And
yeah. Maybe a smiley
overlooked.
Face. Would you
yes.
say a smiley
yes.
face is a part
yes.
of it too?
Yes.
Smiley face.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, do you ever think about adding to that? Another symbol that you're like, I want to put in this into the aesthetic? A follow-up question. Well, let me do that, and then I have another traditional follow-up based on this.
In all seriousness, and please, guys, take out your notebooks, take out your pens, write this down. Okay, this is a very serious podcast where you interview Sobrelities. I am trying to incorporate ants. Could you tell? Ants have entered the fold.
Okay.
They're devious creatures.
I think you need to make a bigger deal out of this. Like, there's like a new symbol.
New symbol drop.
There is a new symbol. It's crawling ants, picnic
okay.
ants.
Okay.
And there is one in the special if you look and kind of close enough and if a camera is at the right angle.
There's
so you're
a real
slowly
ant.
Slowly introducing it to the fan base. Like, it's like a slow drip to get them used to it.
Yeah, and for a long time, I've actually been trying to get noses in. They never make the cut. They never quite make the cut. I was pushing for on top of the stage to have like a giant paper mache nose, like right in the middle over top. Listen, sometimes we don't get everything we want all the time, but know that noses are kind of coming into the fold.
You know what I'm realizing hearing about all this symbolism? No, he's just gambling. Just gambling.
I was taking notes. I'm taking notes this episode.
What I'm realizing, Sarah, is that if you had risen to fame and success in the 1990s, when the Christian church was still kind of on one about Satanism and witchcraft,
you would be burned at the stake in fucking Times Square.
Like, I think they would have said, like, let's take her ass. There would have been sermons about you, like how you...
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.